This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, next week's Coffee Club meeting, on Wednesday the 21st of December, will be the last one for 2022, as the library will be closed from Friday the 23rd of December 2022, and it will reopen on Tuesday the 3rd of January 2023. And that means that the Coffee Club can resume its normal operations on Wednesday the 4th of January 2023. Now, the FTroopNet will continue over the holiday period, and after the conclusion of the net on Friday the 23rd of December, there will be a Christmas net on Houghton, that's 146850, for members and friends to call in and exchange Christmas greetings. Now, there are no more meetings of the North East Radio Club this year, and the next one will be in January 2023. Well, I trust you've all been very good this year, and that Santa will deliver that special amateur radio piece of equipment that you've been longing for. So I'll take the time now to wish you all the best of Christmas, and stay safe if you're out on the roads travelling. And remember to stay negative also. So 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Col, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. As you will no doubt be aware, our group held its annual Christmas barbecue last Sunday. Very generously hosted by life member Greg, VK5ZGY, and wife Gabby at their home in Warralong, it was well attended by 24 to 26 members and friends. A number of Portland and Western District Club members plus a Narracourt Club member attended, and all present thoroughly enjoyed a few hours of social activity in a very pleasant environment. Thank you, Greg and Gabby. Many of the ladies enjoyed a stroll around Gabby's excellent garden, which is full of edible plants and vegetables, fruit trees, and which boasts an excellent automated watering system, all of which is self-sustainable. Tom, VK5EE, brought along some of his latest purchases, including an X-Server power supply and a fold-out portable solar panel which has an output of 60 watts and a full array of cables and the regulator. The 240-volt X-Server power supply has an output of 12 volts, but is easily modified for 13.8 volts and a whopping 60-plus amps out. The next event of note was our post Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. Hosted by Andrew, VK5KET, it provided a forum for us to provide ideas on how we can improve our contribution to the event, what worked, what did not, etc. We are hopeful that a few extra radios may be coming our way, as we are running low on spares at the moment. Video cameras are another source of worry, as the ones that we use are pretty old camcorder types and we are running low on spares for them as well. If any of you listeners have a camcorder that you no longer use, please consider donating it to help us continue providing vital coverage back to race control. Ring me on 0459-524-092 if you can help. That's Col, VK58CF, on 0459-524-092. Among topics discussed was how do we make the public a little more aware of our contribution to the event, as we are, at present, pretty much working in the background and not promoting ourselves as well as we perhaps might. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRB, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. January the 15th will be the A-House picnic at the Marion RSL, and starting time is 11 a.m. The meal will consist of barbecued sausages, steak and chicken, and salads at $15 per person. Children 10 and under are free. All beverages must be purchased from the RSL, but tea and coffee will be supplied by the club. For catering purposes, please register with Pat's Store at patstore@adam.com.au no later than Sunday the 8th of January. Friday the 23rd of December will be the last Friday lunch for the year at the Blackwood RSL. So please advise the RSL of your attendance or email me, philstore@adam.com.au. The next A-House General Meeting will be the AGM on the 16th of February 2023 at the Blackwood Uniting Church, starting time 7:30 p.m. We will be calling for volunteers for standing for positions on the committee. Barry and I will be retiring from our positions, so we need a new president and a new vice president. I will send out a document outlining what each position on the committee is expected to do, and I will also send out nomination forms. We are planning to have Friday lunches at the Blackwood RSL in January, starting with Friday the 9th and then Friday the 23rd. As a courtesy to the RSL, it's good to book your attendance. Lately, very few of those attending have booked beforehand. You can email me and I will book it for you, philstore@adam.com.au. March the 16th will be a members buy and sell, so rummage through your stuff you have not used for a long time and see what you can pass on to other members. Your subs for 2023 are due on the 1st of January 2023. The subs are still $20 if you are a member of the WIA and $25 for non-WIA members. Please deposit into the AHARS account, BSB 105186, and the account number is 036-248-940. And with your call sign or your surname to identify your payment. Also, there will be a $5 late fee if it's not paid by the end of March 2023. That's all for this week. Stay healthy, stay safe. Talk to you again next week.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.